Hello listeners, today my guest is Mrs. Isabella Chambers Dawson, who is our new Director of Pastoral Care. Welcome to Loretto, Isabella.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
So I'm really interested, as our listeners are, about who you are, what brings you to Loretto, what you're hoping to achieve here. So do you want to take us back to perhaps where you started in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lisa, I finished school in 2007 in Brisbane. I'd grown up in Brisbane and spent my whole life in Brisbane. And at that point, I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I knew that I wanted to get out because I thought that I was a
out of Brisbane?
Out of the country. Because I was a blazing individual.
Yes.
And I thought that I was destined for, you know, for far more than the 350.
This small town.
To the Queen Street Mall. So I quickly packed my bags as soon as I turned 18 and I moved to the UK, where I quickly got a job at a boarding house called Ludgrove.
Mm-hmm.
For listeners playing at home, that's where Prince Harry and Prince William went to school. If you have recently
Fancy.
Read Spare, as
okay,
I know many of you may have.
No, I haven't.
And I hadn't thought deliberately about working in a school. It just sort of happened. But I really, really loved working there. I lived there as a live-in matron, so an 18-year-old matron. And I really loved the school environment. And it stayed in my mind, even though I didn't pursue teaching straight away. But it was somewhere in there. So when I moved back to Australia, I took up my deferred offer of an arts degree, and I did an arts degree in literature, and I loved it. And I did have a little bit of panic about what am I going to do with this, but I tried to sort of keep that in the back of my mind and focus on what I loved about it. But when I graduated, I still didn't know what I wanted to do, how I was going to put this into practice. So I thought, well, I better apply for a job. And the first job that I applied for was an Emirates cabin crew position.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that. And I moved to Dubai about 3 weeks later. So I spent the next few years living and working in Dubai. And while I was in there, well, in Emirates employment, I also worked as a copywriter and a copy editor for a startup called ING that focused on getting creatives to the Middle East and putting on creative expos, which was really interesting. But I had gone there with the view to making a decision about a career track. And after 3 years, I decided that I was going to pursue teaching. So I moved back to Brisbane and I enrolled in a postgraduate degree in teaching English. And I loved it. From the moment I began the degree, I really, really enjoyed it. And I met some wonderful people and I had a great experience on prac.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I entered the teaching profession.
Well, lucky for us and lucky for our students. And that's such a great story because, you know, many of our listeners are trying and are either parents or students are trying to navigate what their future career may look like. And I guess it reinforces the point that we don't always have a set plan and we can pivot throughout our life.
Absolutely. I always like to ask students, you know, not what are you going to do, but what are you going to do first?
Mm.
What might you like to do next? And it can be easy to, I think, misconstrue this idea that it's okay not to know as some sort of, you know, acceptance that, you know, our young women should live these elongated adolescence of, you know, milling about. But that's not it at all. You know, I think making really good use of that time and actually finding what ignites your passion, if you're not sure what that is yet, and being really purposeful about going, okay, well, I'm going to work in this industry. I'm going to see how that fits with me. Or I'm going to travel. You know, I am going to actually engage in what might, you know, bring some clarity for me. I think that's really important.
So, having, you know, launched into this new career of teaching and your love of literature and teaching English, what sort of moved you into the role of pastoral care?
That's an interesting one. You know, I've thought about that a bit, and I think what it really is I discovered through teaching English that what you're really doing in that classroom is getting students to engage with texts that lead them to express their relationship with those texts, the text relationship with the world. And from that, students can actually get a better picture of their place in the world and how they are going to be people with agency and how they relate to others. And for me, that's one of the, you know, the most wonderful things about teaching is having students question their assumptions about the world that they live in and come, you know, to a place where, you know, they can express that thought with clarity. And for me, that's a huge crossover in pastoral care, that what pastoral care is about, you know, supporting students to be, you know, agents in their own future, mm-hmm. and, you know, women of purpose who will go on to really be the problem solvers of our future.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, really, really excited me. I saw so much opportunity for pastoral care to really become, you know, something contemporary and something that has a really, really important impact at what is culturally a time of reckoning for women's place in society.
Wonderful. I'm sure our entire community looks forward to getting to know you more over the course of this term. Welcome to Loretto, Isabella.
Thank you, Lissa.